You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a local, but we're still doing it via Zoom. Carissa here is in Omaha. But I have Carissa Williams with 365 Daily Hustle, and she transforms lives through holistic coaching. She is in the Multiply Your Profits chapter and has been with BNI for around 7 years. Carissa, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me, Brandon.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this. This was Carissa's idea. Every now and then, we do get members that reach out and they say, hey, I've got an idea and I'd like to be on the podcast. And I'll be honest, I do appreciate that on my side. But this was a cool topic. And I like how, I'm not going to say it was fun, but I like how it was presented. Because one of the sayings we have in BNI is the good thing about BNI is you make friends. And the bad thing about BNI is you make friends. And what that really comes down to is that core value of accountability. And it's hard to hold your friends accountable. But today we're going to talk about a story where she really wasn't holding her fellow member and friend accountable to something, but she had an opportunity to really uplift that person and support her. So I think I've kept it vague enough to let you fill in the gaps there, Carissa. So go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yes, a couple of weeks ago, a gal named Shelby Russ reached out to me and she said, Carissa, you know, we know your networking skills are great. We know you're a relationship builder. You're totally all about like giving to others. And as a coach, that's just, it's something I stand for. And she asked if I would stand up as a representative of Omaha's Finest for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And it's an event here that's going to happen here in November. But it's raising funds, right, for cystic fibrosis, for finding a cure. And we very much are on the path to finding a cure for this. And I said, you know, Shelby, I don't have a personal tie to this disease, this life, you know, altering disease. And she said, you know, Carissa, it doesn't really matter because you have the heart of gold. Like, we know and understand the value that you bring to the people that you meet. And we really do think that you'd be a great job at this. And honestly, Brandon, I thought about turning it down because I was like, I really need a story. Like, I'm all about personalization and I need someone that I can physically, you know, talk to and hear their story and hear about their fight. And then I got to thinking, I was like, okay, who do I know? How could I tie this in? And I instantly thought of Erin Jenkins. She's the owner of Canvas Salon and Day Spa. She's in our chapter. And she just recently, in the last 6 months, she built this giant salt room. And I remember this, it's because it's a giant investment for a local business to do. But she mainly built it. It started because her son has cystic fibrosis. He was diagnosed at 2.5. And he is 15 now. And, you know, so I thought, what better way to kind of, you know, show up and honor this family. And what I really think is cool, Brandon, is that, you know, she's not only a member in my BNI chapter, but, and yes, we go to BNI because we enjoy getting referrals. We enjoy giving them. We enjoy, you know, filling the seats and having our weekly meetings. But at the end of the day, it's more than that for me. Like, my chapter is truly, you know, friendships are made, lifelong friendships. And so to be able to be a pillar of strength for this family and to raise money is a complete honor, you know, and that's really why I accepted to even run for one of Omaha's Finest Young Professionals is because I sat down with Tyler. Let me tell you, I have so much respect, not only for these parents, but for these kids. But yeah, at the end of the day, BNI isn't all about the money. It's not all about the referrals. It's truly the giver's game. Like, how can I help this family, you know, on a personal level, not for any recognition, not for any close of business slip, like for nothing of that, but for something bigger, for a bigger impact. And that is exactly why I decided that I was going to run for Omaha's Finest.
So would you say it was because of the relationships that you built in BNI that you knew about her son, or did you know about her son? Because I believe you invited her and sponsored her into the chapter. But did you know about her son before? Did you learn that and learn about like the salt room and the reason why through BNI?
So as her sponsor, like I feel it's my, you know, it's my duty to kind of help her get going. And so I knew that the salt room was getting built. I was just putting the two and two together. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a lot of time and effort to fundraise. But that's the kind of stuff that I do for my chapter members. You know, I try and go above and beyond to help them in so many other ways than just passing them a referral on a weekly basis.
So in your 7 years experience in BNI, do you feel that BNI has been stronger on building the friendships or building your referrals? Because you've represented now two businesses in BNI. Originally, you represented a collision center, and now she's obviously representing her own business. So friendships or referrals, what do you think?
Oh, that is a tough one. You know, Brandon, I'm going to have to say that it's both for me. You know, I grew in my last chapter, both personally and professionally. It wasn't, again, all about the referrals, but who I knew, how I could make connections. I didn't show up every week, and I still don't show up every week thinking, what can I get from it? It's truly between the education, you know, and the growth that I have become as a professional. I mean, I have to think back in my old chapter. There was one specific member, my educational coordinator at the time, and he was a true leader. And through those weekly meetings, like, I learned so much from him that, like, you can't put a price tag on letting go of the fear of going from a corporate 9-to-5 to owning your own business, right? And he, yes, I had the motivation and the drive to do it. Like, that's just who I am. But he definitely, through his education, you know, just kind of allowed me to grow into a bigger, better leader for my community. So I'm going to say it's both. Friendships and referrals are good.
No, I think that's great. I think this is a great example of debunking that all the bad thing about being nice to make friendships. And I still feel, even with all this dedication you're giving to that other member, if it came down to holding her accountable to a referral, be it you passed her or she gave it to you, I really think you guys would have the foundation of your friendship to have a hard conversation if you needed to. Obviously, ideally we don't, but if you needed to,
yeah.
I think that's where the word relationship really, as you said, bounces both ways, that it's on both sides. And to me, that's a strong culture in a BNI chapter. And if you can embrace that culture, which I know your guys' chapter embraces your guys' culture very strongly, but when you embrace that, mm-hmm. you get to have those freedoms of building that friendship. And you can come to the chapter and say, hey, everybody, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm supporting this person's son now. And they're all going to jump on board with you. And I believe they have. Is that correct?
They're going to, yeah. We're going to hit it hard and heavy. My chapter is a giving chapter, right? So in October, I'm going to be, you know, kind of challenging. I would love to challenge some other chapters, you know, just to kind of hop on board and help other members in BNI. I like to think of us not just as our chapter, which is great, right? But we're a family. We're a family all across the country. And I feel that even if someone could do like $5, $10 here or there, or a chapter could raise $50, like, holy cow, the fact that the cure is so close to us and that BNI could really take a huge step forward into doing that is what I love. Really quickly, it does go back to relationships. I have a unique story that I've gone to Erin for my hair several times. And when she got so busy, she kind of, you know, she said, Carissa, do you mind going and seeing another stylist? And I said, sure, absolutely, you know. And I went and saw a stylist, Brandon, and my hair wasn't quite right, right? And a right. lot of people wouldn't want to confront their friend, their BNI member. And at the end of the day, I was like, you know what, girl? It just wasn't like the best, right? Mm-hmm. And she didn't make it awkward. It wasn't, you know, oh, I believe in my, you know, like it wasn't, she didn't stand up. She didn't, you know, talk down about it. But she said, you know what? Let's make it right. And that's the type of businesses that I find that are in our BNI chapters. Like, they're not just members there just passing crappy referrals. You know, they're truly members who care about those code of ethics that we talk about all the time. So total amazing, you know, businesses that are represented in BNI.
Well, I know I usually open it up for final thoughts, but I think that was a pretty good final thought. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And you will notice that we have a link connected to this podcast. If you would like to give any donations to the Cystic Fibrosis, I knew it would be a little bit of a challenge to say live, organization, yes. Like Chris has said, $2, $3, $5, if your chapter wants to come in together and raise up to 50, that every penny counts and every penny helps. So you can certainly look at that link below and click that and donate if you choose to do so. Other than that, if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Carissa, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I really did enjoy it.
Absolutely. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.